asked me to come here and talk about being a pinup photographer, I tried to figure out what I was going to say and you know, the story behind what ultimately led me to do what I do today. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized it was kind of like my destiny. And a good part of that has to do with my kind of strange childhood. Strange in a good way, of course. For as long as I can remember, I have been surrounded by images of scantily clad babes. And I would like to thank my father for introducing me to that. He's here tonight. You all can give him a pat on the back. When I was a child, we actually literally had Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse laying around. And I don't think that was intentional, like, you know, they were trying to expose me to porn, but that's kind of how it happened. And, you know, it wasn't weird to me, it wasn't odd, it was just kind of like what guys were into. And my dad is certainly no exception to that, so. I was exposed to my first issue of Playboy in 1981. I believe I was really initially drawn to it because Steve Martin was on the cover. And it might be the only time in the history of the world that somebody actually picked up a Playboy for the article inside. My mother had this Steve Martin comedy album called Comedy Isn't Pretty. And it had Steve Martin on the cover in a wig, in drag, and it was hilarious. And we used to listen to it all the time. So when I saw this Playboy, I was like, hey, Mom, can I look at that? And she was like, yeah, sure, I don't care. So I flipped through the Playboy, and, you know, it was, you know, in 81 issues, there was lots of backlighting and, you know, that kind of look. And I kind of quickly paged through the naked lady parts and the dirty cartoons, although I did a stop on a few of those. And I read the Steve Martin article, and I moved on from there. My mother was always very kind of oddly supportive of my dad's girly obsession. And when I was young, my father had a black primered panel truck that he drove around. And this was like in the 70s when like people did their vans like shaggin' wagon style. And my dad had gold shag carpeting throughout this lovely vehicle and an 8-track tape player. Roach clips attached to the rearview mirror. I figured that out when I was 15, what those were for. And my mother actually went on a quest to find the perfect wallpaper to adorn the inside of the vehicle. I believe it actually came from Plymouth wall coverings, which to this day blows my mind. But it was naked ladies, lots of them, stacked deep, black and white, and she did the papering herself. I was driven around in this vehicle as a child. And that explains a lot for those that know me. We also had fun things like at Christmas time, you know, you get your pretty Christmas dress on and you get in front of the Christmas tree and, you know, you stand there and you look cute and, oh, wow, it's, you know, Christmas. And my father would come running in from another room with grapefruits from one of the fruit baskets we had received, stuffed up his shirt, and he would rack out a pinup pose behind me, and there's plenty of photos to prove that if you don't believe me. It's very true. My mother, you know, in other ways was supportive as well, and she also, you know, one of the things that I learned was that, you know, there was a lot of power in being desired. And my dad was hot for my mom, no doubt about it. He would regularly ask me if I had any plans for the evening because him and my mother wanted to do it. Or he would say, hey, you should turn that radio up later because I think I'm going to get lucky with your mom. And even to this day, even though now I know he's lying, when I call there, he'll tell me that they're doing it and he has to call me back. My mother kind of embraced being a sex kitten for him. Every Christmas, he would buy her slutty underwear from Fredericks, like any good husband should. And my mother would wear it, which was cool. And at one point, she actually threatened to decorate our Christmas tree with all the garter belts she had collected throughout the years. She didn't, thank God. But one of the ways that she used my father to her advantage was she wanted to take some dance lessons. And you know, my dad's like a manly man, they don't dance. So One night I wake up and I hear this disco coming from downstairs, you know, Saturday Night Fever's in the theaters, and I go down to investigate, and here I find all the dining room furniture has been relocated. My mother and father are doing the hustle. It's probably around midnight. My mother's wearing a teddy, a garter belt, stockings, high heels. She has whore makeup on. My father is wearing a bathrobe and slippers, and they are dancing like champs because those Arthur Murray lessons paid off handsomely. So when I think about how I got into this, I think it has a lot to do with the sexual attitudes in my house. I mean, it wasn't weird, it wasn't gross, you know, married people were into each other, my parents were into each other, and I didn't get that message that it was wrong to be an object of desire. I completely missed that whole women's lib, you know, you're a person, not an object. And I figured, you know what, I'm okay with that, you know? So today what I do is I transform your wives, girlfriends, sometimes your grandmother actually, into a sex kitten. It's a very simple process. They come over, I stick them in grandma's lingerie, give them some unique props. My studio fluffer makes sure that their bra straps aren't hanging out, and we tell them how to be hot without being too slutty. And I've learned everything about that from the great pinup artists like Vargas and Elfgren and Petty. And those are the heirs that I choose to emulate because I think it's kind of like entry-level smut. Anybody can do it. And you can still have your dignity after you've had those photos taken. You can still run for Senate, probably. And so that's kind of how I got into it. The funny thing about this is, you know, of course, obviously, I know all you guys are freaking out. I should have been taken away. I'm happy as a clam. I'm well adjusted. I am currently in the process of subjecting my own daughter to smut so that she can grow up to be awesome. And I'm happy to report that my father is still as filthy as ever. The only difference is that the pinups in his garage are mine. So there you have it.